Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're exploring new insights into postpartum diabetes risk, a direct-to-consumer initiative from Amgen, and Eli Lilly's billion-dollar investment in India's manufacturing infrastructure. A new study finds that obesity at age 20 is a strong predictor of postpartum impaired glucose tolerance and diabetes later in life. Investigators say women who enter pregnancy with higher body weight are more likely to develop metabolic complications, even after delivery. The findings underscore the importance of early intervention and long-term monitoring for women's metabolic health, particularly during and after pregnancy, to reduce future diabetes risk. In commercial news, Amgen has launched Amgen Now, a new direct-to-consumer digital platform aimed at connecting patients with education, access support, and treatment resources. The initiative reflects a growing trend among pharma companies to meet patients where they are through personalized digital engagement. Amgen says the platform will streamline communication between patients, providers, and pharmacies, helping improve adherence and access to its therapies. Lastly, in global operations, Eli Lilly is investing more than $1 billion to expand manufacturing and supply capabilities in India. The investment will bolster production of active pharmaceutical ingredients and support the company's growing pipeline of diabetes and obesity therapies. Industry analysts note that this move reinforces Lilly's strategy to strengthen global supply resilience while positioning India as a key hub in its manufacturing network. From obesity research and digital patient engagement to global supply chain expansion, these stories highlight how science, strategy, and access continue to evolve across the pharma landscape. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.